Simon & Schuster Audio presents Miles to Go, the second journal of the walk series by Richard Paul Evans. Read by the author.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Robert Frost. Prologue. The sun will rise again. The only uncertainty is whether or not we will rise to greet it. Alan Christopherson's Diary. Several months after I was mugged, stabbed, and left unconscious along the shoulder of Washington's Highway 2, a friend asked me what being stabbed felt like. I told her it hurt. Really, how do you describe pain? Sometimes doctors ask us to rate our pain on a scale from 1 to 10, as if that number had some reliable meaning. In my opinion, there needs to be a more objective rating system, something comparative, like, would you trade what you're feeling for a root canal, or maybe half a childbirth? And with what would we compare emotional pain? Physical pain? Arguably, emotional pain is the greater of the two evils. Sometimes people will inflict physical pain on themselves to dull their emotional anguish. I understand. If I had the choice between being stabbed or losing my wife, Mikkel, again, the knife has the advantage. Because if the knife kills me, I stop hurting. If it doesn't kill me, the wound will heal. Either way, the pain stops. But no matter what I do, my Mikkel is never coming back, and I can't imagine that the pain in my heart will ever go away. Still, there is hope. Not to forget Mikkel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?